Obviously, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is MS. Someone shall a Kadosh Baruch Hu is MS. So we come to Daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We want to say something which is true. So the person point out, especially when we're coming for a time of Slicha, the Mechila, we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Mechil us. We want to make sure that our Tefillahs and to be Miskala Baratzon should be MS. So one example, which I probably should have mentioned last week, is a person who's saying Slichas in the morning. And the nusach of the slichas is we're davening b'oid leil while it's still nighttime. You should skip those words because it's not true. You don't want to say something which is sheker. You're saying we're davening b'oid leil when you're davening in the morning. You say b'ashmaras habayker and you're davening by the at 7:45 in the morning. It's not b'ashmaras habayker anymore. Maybe you daven with the earliest minyan. It's a b'ashmaras habayker, but it's something which is not true. A person shouldn't say. We say we're shoked in b'tzayim. We're doing a very strong commitment to fasting. That means that because people had a minute that they would fast on the first day of the Slichas. Well, we're not fasting, so we should skip those words. The person should skip the words which are not going to be emes. Some person grapple with the question, Russians should take our tears and hold on to them. Well, I didn't cry at all, so where are my tears? So that they say the language limosena is plural, so if somebody in your tzibur has cried, that's good enough. Somebody's crying out there, even though you're not. The person should be aware that you should be careful that whenever you're saying the words of tefillah, you should understand what you're saying. And once you understand what you're saying, if you realize you're saying something which is what you're claiming a statement about yourself which is not true, you should think twice before you say those words. Have a good morning.